KQED.
It wouldn't be a stretch to say the toughest job in California politics belongs to the man these protesters demanded to meet with this summer. Corrections Secretary Jeffrey Beard. From a widespread hunger strike to a never-ending battle with federal judges over control of California's prisons, Beard has faced crisis after crisis since he joined the Brown administration late last year. But as the California Report Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow reports, this isn't Beard's first go-round with these controversial issues.
With all those problems, you'd forgive Jeffrey Beard for having second thoughts about his new job. But the secretary's response to all those challenges is pretty understated.
You know, I think they make the job just very interesting.
It's a typical response from Beard, who developed a reputation as a policy-obsessed, always serious technocrat over his four-decade career in corrections.
There's a lot of issues here to be grappled with, and I enjoy doing that.
Beard has been on the job in California since last December. But before that, he spent a decade running Pennsylvania's prison system. There, he fought many of the same battles he's fighting in California.
Not again. Yep, we got a major riot again.
They do have hostages.
Beard's first big test came in October 1989. That's when inmates seized control of an overcrowded suburban Harrisburg prison during 2 days of vicious riots. Inmates burned down more than half the prison. They took five hostages, as police discuss on that scanner sound from TV station WHTM. After the incident, Beard was plucked from another prison and charged with cleaning up the mess.
I had hostile inmates, I had a staff who were very traumatized, and I had a broken institution. And so I had to balance all of that and do things to psychologically support the staff, to calm the inmates down, and while we were also at the same time rebuilding the facility.
It was a near impossible task, but a job Beard did well. He rebuilt and reorganized the prison. By 2001, he was running Pennsylvania's entire corrections system. Don Gilliland covers corrections for the Harrisburg Patriot News.
Beard consistently was saying the right things. He maintained a top-flight data department in the state prison. He really had a good sense of what was happening in the prisons.
Beard was one of the first corrections secretaries to say the state needed less mandatory sentencing and more treatment options. Beard helped get a slate of major reforms passed in 2008. But they didn't quite work. And during Beard's tenure, the state's prison population skyrocketed to one of the highest in the country. During his last year, Pennsylvania had to export 2,000 prisoners to other states. Beard, of course, is facing much larger population problems in California. He and Governor Jerry Brown spent most of the year losing a series of legal challenges over federal control of California's prison health care. The state now has until mid-February to move more than 8,000 people out of California's prisons in order to reduce overcrowding. And while Beard and Brown fought with judges this summer, thousands of inmates launched a system-wide hunger strike. The protest was aimed at ending what California does here in Pelican Bay's secure housing unit.
This is Delta Side D5. There's 1 through 4 units that way. There's 4 units that side and 5 through 10. There's a total of 10 units.
Reporters got a tour of this isolated building where the state locks up suspected prison gang leaders, sometimes for decades at a time. Critics call it torture. Beard says he understands why segregated confinement stirs up so much anger. He defends the practice as necessary to protect other inmates and to control gangs. But in our interview, Beard does make an admission.
I think that probably historically we have overused segregation a little too much everywhere. I think we did went back in Pennsylvania. I think there's other states that have done it, perhaps in the past in California. And that's why California now has the new gang management policy.
This is the new plan the state rolled out that reevaluates who's being kept in security housing and provides a years-long path out of isolation for inmates who cooperate. The hunger strike is now long over, but controversies are still dogging the Department of Corrections. A Sacramento trial is shining a light on how the state treats mentally ill inmates. Graphic videos aired in court recently showing guards dousing screaming prisoners with pepper spray. Again, Beard faced similar controversy in Pennsylvania. Bob Meek is an attorney with the Disability Rights Network. He spent years investigating how Pennsylvania dealt with mentally ill inmates. In a lawsuit, he alleges the state simply locked many of them up in segregated housing rather than treat them.
They would just continue to act out, and they would continue to get written up, and they would never get out.
Beard disputes the charge and points to programs he launched aimed at treating mentally ill inmates. Beard is approaching 1 year on the job here in California. And with all the crises on his plate, he's yet to really put his stamp on department policies. Beard admits it's hard to figure out a new state after 38 years somewhere else. For one thing, he says he doesn't know the longtime staffers like he did in Pennsylvania. And the rules are different.
A lot of times when something comes up about a policy or something, I either have to ask somebody or I have to go and look it up. Whereas in Pennsylvania, I wrote a lot of the policies.
And there's the unique experience of working with Jerry Brown. Beard served under two high-profile Pennsylvania governors, Republican Tom Ridge and Democrat Ed Rendell. But he says Brown is different, much more hands-on.
He's interested in what I do and doesn't just say, hey, go do the job and keep things quiet. I see him as being more actively engaged, but it's not just with me. It's with every facet of government, and I think that's a good thing.
The two of them share the same goal, ending federal control of health care in California's prisons as soon as possible. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.